Number five. Let's jump to number five, and then we'll do number six, and that'll be it. What did Jesus mean when he told Nicodemus he must be born again? You remember the story? Nicodemus comes along, and he says, hey, teacher, tell me, what does it take to go to heaven, basically? How do you get in right relationship with God? He says, well, here's the thing. You have to be born again. And so that term now has become very noted. In fact, it is a repulsive word, is it not? Born again. And the reason is because a bunch of idiots have been running around all over the place and calling themselves born again and doing really, really, really stupid things, right? And so we go, if that's a born again person, I don't want to be born again. Well, trying to, you know, push that aside for a little bit. This is a term that Jesus used, and it's a good term. We just have to take it in the present context, you know, and divide it out a little bit. But what does it mean to be born again? I love to ask this question. I'm going to ask you not to feed back and give me an answer, but just answer to yourself. I love to do this with people. I'll say, let's put three options here. I'm going to say option number one. These are three boxes if you're in the back and can't quite see. On the first one, I'm going to give you three options to tell me how you would describe yourself right now. On first, I'll put the little sign for Christian. There's a Christian. You say, I am a Christian. Or you could say, I am not a Christian. Or number two, I am a Christian. Or your third alternative is, I am a born again Christian. They're your three options. Now I would say, which would you say? And I meet with guys. I meet with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guys doing this. And I hear a lot of people saying, I'm not a Christian, as we start meeting. I say, good. You kind of got where you are. That's important. I have a lot of people who say, I would say I'm a Christian. I say, okay, it's interesting. You said you're a Christian, but you're not a born-again Christian, but you're a Christian. That's right. I'm not born again, but I'm a Christian. Okay? And then some people, not a lot of them, but I'll meet with some guys and say, I'm a born-again Christian. All right? So that's fine. But if somebody says to me, I am a Christian, I'm not born again, but I am a Christian, then I want to take it to the next level. And I say, let's assume that you're married. If they're not, if they are, I say, okay, imagine that your wife is wanting to be pregnant. And so she's going to be so anxious. She wants to find out this month, am I pregnant? And so she gets a pregnancy test, or she goes to the doctor, or whatever. And she's now so excited to find out, hopefully, she's pregnant. She comes home, and you say, well, honey, what'd you find out? She could tell you one of three things. She could say, well, I am not pregnant. Not P. Not pregnant. She could come home and say, I'm pregnant. I'll put a P there. But I asked my friends, what would you say if your wife came home and she said, well, guess what? I found out that I am semi-pregnant. You'd go, what? Yeah, it's not that I'm not pregnant, and I'm certainly not pregnant, you know, but I'm kind of semi-pregnant. You would say to that person, I don't think you quite understand pregnancy. You either are or you aren't. I say, do you understand this, that Christian and born-again Christian are synonymous? This is a way of describing a real Christian. They're born again. If you're born again, it means that you're a Christian. You're one and the same. Again, throw out the horrible, you know, things that people are doing in the name of being born again. Throw that away, but we want to know, hey, I need to make sure that I'm born again. And I'll tell you this. I'll give you my word. I will do the very best that I can in number four. When we get to book number four, it is my job to make sure you really understand this thing, what it means to be born again. We will make sure you understand that. But Jesus, if he's God, he said you must be born again. One last question, and that is, number six, what did Jesus say was necessary to have eternal life? If you read that very closely, you know that it says you must believe. That's the key word. You have to believe. Now, it's important to understand that the Greek language that most of the New Testament is written in, virtually all the New Testament written in, when you look at the Greek language, there is incredible detail to the language. Where we might have one word to describe believe, there's multiple words. We might use the word love. There's multiple words. And if you know the history of the Greek language, Constantine and what he was doing, he wanted to have something so specific that no one would say, well, but what do you mean by that? They wanted it to be detailed. So this word believe, interestingly enough, says to put one's trust in. Very important to know that. To put one's trust in. And the best way I can describe it, I don't know if it's a true story, I've heard it as if it is, doesn't matter. But picture someone at Niagara Falls who's a tightrope walker, and they're walking across a portion of, you know, the Niagara Falls. And they would, apparently, if the story's true, he'd walk across, come back, and people would throw money in the hat and applaud. And so he'd done that, and everybody was applauding. He says, how many of you believe that I can take a wheelbarrow, and he points to a wheelbarrow, and I can go across and come back, not using my balancing beam, but a wheelbarrow instead? And all hands go up in belief. So he does it, goes across, comes back, everybody applauds. Then he says, now, how many of you believe that I can put somebody in the wheelbarrow, walk across, and come back? And all hands go up. And he says, well, sir, would you please get in the wheelbarrow here? Would you jump in the wheelbarrow for a few minutes? He said, no, I'm not getting in that wheelbarrow. He said, well, I'm confused. I thought you said you believe. And the man says, oh, I believe, as he points to his head, but I don't believe, when he points to his heart. This word is the word to put one's trust in what I believe. So keep in mind, when this thing says that you have to believe, he's saying you have to have trust. You have to trust yourself to him. Now, again, book 4 will come to the point that we'll address that in great detail. But just keep that in mind. Questions 7 and 8 I won't go through, but I will say this. How many people have told me through the years, well, you know, Jesus didn't even say he was God. Just check those two out, and there'll be several more coming in the book of John. There was no doubt Jesus repeatedly said in different ways, I and the Father are one. If you've seen the Father, you've seen me. I am God. He just says it in so many different expressions.